Welcome to Wildfire Western Music News. I'm your host, Roger Ringer. We bring you news from the world of Western and acoustic music every week on this fine station. Getting into the big news, it's time for the final nominations for the Western Music Association. The awards program will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico on November 20th through 24th at the Albuquerque Marriott Hotel. The awards show will be in the wonderful Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque. One of Kansas' own has garnered 3 nominations this year, and we are wishing for the best. Barry Ward, a native of Copeland, Kansas, a fourth-generation farmer and now performer and music ministry, has been nominated for Songwriter of the Year, Male Performer of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. Barry is in some tough competition with the likes of Bill Barwick, Junie Fisher, Mary Kay, Dave Stamey, Jim Jones, and R.W. Hampton. It is heady company indeed, and Barry is in his element with some of the greats of the Western world. But we will be talking about more of the Western awards after we pay some bills.
If you love to ride the sunset, Western songs and stories told. If you got a bit of cowboy, I ran it on your soul. Then come and join us, part. We live and love the Western way. Join the WWUMA.
Western Music Association is a nonprofit corporation whose purpose is to preserve and promote the traditional and contemporary music and poetry of the American West and the American cowboy. Contact the Western Music Association today at 1-505-563-0673 or on the World Wide Web at www.westernmusic.org.
Then come and join us, part. We live and love the Western way. Join the WWUMA.
Welcome back to Wildfire Western Music News. The exciting thing about the Western Music Association is the youth program. That helps promising young performers to hone their skills and be with the top entertainers in the industry. This year's nominees aren't an especially exciting group, as I have been watching these kids grow and develop into some fantastic talent. The Crescendo Award nominees are Naomi Bristow, Doug Figgs, G.T. Hurley, Mustang Mickey Daniel, and Trinity Seeley. There is a special intensive youth session on Friday and a performance on Saturday of the youth in attendance this year. The Kansas chapter of the WMA is offering 5 $100 scholarships for any youth under 21 that wants to attend the convention and the special youth camp. If you know a young person who is showing interest in performing, even if it's from another genre, contact the Kansas Western Music Association on the website www.kansaswma.org or contact me at bunkhouse@havilandtelco.com. A sponsor must go along, but some transportation may be available. We must not forget that the convention also includes cowboy poetry, and the male and female categories have some great poets. A complete listing of the nominees and information for attending the convention and also becoming a member, go to westernmusic.org. We will cover more about the WMA convention in the future. You should become a member if you love Western, Western swing, and cowboy poetry. The Western Music Association is a fan organization as well as an artist group. When we come back, we'll be looking at events on the calendar.
From cropland to cattle ranches, hunting properties to land and mineral auctions, Hayden Outdoors is the leader in farm, ranch, and recreational real estate. As a participant of Cabela's Trophy Properties, Hayden Outdoors offers real estate expertise in bringing buyers and sellers together with state-of-the-art marketing campaigns for our clients. To learn more about selling your land, call our local professionals, Terry or Eric Cromer, at 888-364-9514 or visit us at HaydenOutdoors.com.
Welcome back. Make sure you tell our sponsors that you hear about them on Wildfire Western Music News and thank them for making it possible to have this report on the air. News from the International Bluegrass Association. The Steep Canyon Rangers have released their new album, Tell the Ones I Love, and will host the IBMA Awards on September 26th. They are also playing the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival with Steve Martin and Eddie Brickle on Saturday, September 28th. Mark your calendars for November 20th through 24th at the Albuquerque Marriott Marriott Hotel for the 25th Annual Western Music Association Convention and Awards Show. Go to www.westernmusic.org for all the information and registration forms, as well as room information. The Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas is September 18th through 20th. This is the National Flat Picking Championships and the championships for several different instruments. This is bluegrass heaven, but there is some cowboy included in the show each year, including Bill Barwick, the voice of the Western Channel, who will be there for the 27th year. October 2nd through 6th is the 62nd Rex Allen Days in Wilcox, Arizona. October 3rd through 5th is the Durango, Colorado Cowboy Gathering. Stay tuned to Wildfire Western Music News for updates and go to www.wildfirewestern.com for information. Quick notes: Mustang Mickey with her yodeling coach, Janet McBride, made it to Nashville, and Nashville was 37th in order to perform at the Blue Orchid Lounge, and went right from there to perform with the Time Jumpers, the world's premier Western swing band. Barry Ward was at Hutchinson, Kansas for the Cowboy Church services at the South Central Livestock Facility. He is on the road and will end up in Albuquerque at the WMA and then Arizona. The Diamond W Wranglers had a successful riverboat trip down the Mississippi rather than cruise to Mexico or the Caribbean. Great fun was had by all. Judy Coder made it back from Germany, where she represented Kansas tourism at the largest equine event in Europe. Things went great, except for customs, who would not allow her CDs into the country and sent them back home. Who knew customs there were music haters? Next time on Wildfire Western Music News, we will be profiling artists up for nomination in November for the Western Music Association. Make sure you tune in. When you get the chance, tell this fine station how much you enjoy the program. So until next time, happy trails, and may the Lord take a liking to you. This is Roger Ringer.
If I'm going there, or I'm coming from, there's a place I can't forget. Somewhere in my mind, out along the rolling Kansas plains, when the wind sings there, I know the prairie is my home.